So say,
you'll say. Well, once we arrive at a school, at about sort of 8-9 in the morning, we bring in, you know, $1 million worth of PA and lighting rig to transform the school hall into a full blown rock concert. So we spend the first few hours getting that all up and running. Then we run a audio workshop, which takes kids through being a front of house engineer or a recording engineer. Then it is a free concert for the entire school, and then we move on finally to a music industry careers workshop, which sort of aims to dispel that myth that you need to be a musician to work in the music industry.
Okay, so at the moment you're just setting up the concert part of the day, so you have other people scattered around the school doing those workshops that you mentioned?
Yeah, we've got our front of house engineer from the Australian Institute of Music, Tim Walker, currently running the audio workshop while the last few bits and pieces are being put together.
Okay, so just run us through, first of all, the process of setting up, as you say, a school hall to transform it into a rock venue.
Oh, look, it takes us about, we've got it down to an hour and a half to 2 hours. It's simply rolling out everything from the truck, which takes at least half an hour in itself. And then it is everything from patching in the PA to organising the lighting show and rolling up the truss, making sure the band gear's all set up, everything's mic'd properly to get the best possible sound for the show.
Okay, and in terms of the workshops that you're running, just tell us how they work.
So the audio workshop takes kids through the life and times of a front of house engineer, you know, how sound works, how that is manipulated, how, you know, when you stand in the audience and when you feel the kick drum in your chest, how that is actually possible in the first place. That then moves on to a Pro Tools recording masterclass, which, you know, Pro Tools being the industry standard recording software used by 80 to 90% of studios everywhere in the world. And that workshop aims to give kids an insight into the sort of the tips and tricks that the pros use to turn a simple recording into those, you know, radio-ready monster hits that everyone dreams of.
Can you take a classroom full of people and turn them into audio engineers in an hour or so?
In an hour? Probably not. It takes years and years of highly skilled training and practice to get yourself to that point. But what we can definitely do is inspire kids to pursue it more. We can give them a few little tips that will turn, you know, the recordings that they can do at home using GarageBand or any of a plethora of different recording software to sort of just enhance what they can already do.
And what are the kids who are just here at the school today going to get out of an experience like this in terms of the lunchtime concert? I imagine it's not every day you get to see a band coming along and the school hall's transferred into a rock venue.
No, look, I mean, in all my years when I was at high school, I think I may have had one band turn up and I never saw a PA this size coming through ever. So it's... The PA that we use is there to be visually impressive, you know. It's to blow kids away. It's the sort of PA that you would see at a large outdoor festival. And so it's taking that awe-inspiring setup to make kids really, really look at it and see what goes on behind the scenes, you know, because you turn up to a festival or a concert and it's there. You don't see the 12 to 16 hours that goes on before to make that actually happen, which is what we're here to sort of give kids a side of.
It seems like a lot of effort to go to, and obviously a fantastic effort on your part, but what inspires you and the organisation to go ahead and do this? Because I know it's got a variety of sponsors. It's also got some government funding behind it, so obviously people are realising that it's an important role for students to be learning this sort of stuff.
Look, I mean, these kids are the future of the music industry, and without leading the charge to inspire kids to pursue this as a career, the music industry as we know it will crumble. And so that is what we are here to do. That is what keeps me going. You know, it's great to be able to go through and give kids the sort of experience that I had always wished that I'd had. You know, if I had had Rock the Schools come through when I was at high school, it probably wouldn't have taken me 10 years to get to the point that I am. Music is one of the few unifying things in the world. There are very few people that can't appreciate music in one capacity or another, and to be able to bring that sort of harmony to schools is a fantastic thing.
You're in Dubbo today and you're off to Coonabarabran next. It also probably gives you a pretty good chance to see Western New South Wales as well.
Oh, it's a great chance to see the country. You know, it's very, very rare that you can get paid to move around, see parts of the country that you don't normally get to, listen to live music every day and spend all your days talking about music. So I'm a very lucky man.
I'm Nick Stenmark, lead singer and guitarist from Feeding Edgar. So we started at home at St Clair's College in Waverley in the eastern suburbs, and then headed to Lithgow, which was very different. But what we did notice was that the kids, whilst they had different upbringings and appeared different, they were still, in their hearts, you could see that they were loving it, and, you know, really great kids out there. So it was fantastic. And then we went to Molong, all places I'd never been before, so it was good. And it's amazing when you go from town to town, you just, each town has a different feel, so it's really good. And, you know, the kids are different, but as I said, in their essence, it's still that love for it, so they're really appreciating it. And then today we're in Dubbo, so fourth school.
Yeah, so you were snowed in Lithgow. It was freezing there. Dubbo's turned on a beautiful sunny day for you.
Glorious.
And you're off to Coonabarabra next. So as a boy from the northern beaches of Sydney, I guess this must be a bit of a landscape change for you.
Yeah, and Lithgow certainly was. Went from warm, well, not warm, it's still winter, but from the northern beaches to the snow, which we didn't expect. So I'm lucky I brought my gloves and my big jacket. So that was a bit different, but it was a good experience, you know. It all adds to it.
We're just hearing a bit of music study in the background because you guys are due on stage pretty soon, Nick, so I don't want to hold you up too much. But you're travelling around from the sense I get inspiring kids to get into the music industry and telling them a little bit more about it. What do you get out of it as a musician?
And it's actually exceeded my expectations because we get to play a massive concert for them and come to their school and rock them out. And then we sit down with them and they can ask us all the questions they want about songwriting and what it's like to be in a band and that sort of thing. And so it's amazingly satisfying just because you can see it in their eyes how you know, passionate they are and hanging on every word and what it all means to them. So I remember when I was at school, like, something like this would have been amazing. Actually, Killing Heidi came to our school and we went wild. I know how it feels. It's good.
And what about your musical journey? Has it been a long one to get to this point?
Yeah, you know, the guitarist and myself, Jamie, we've known each other since we were six, and my dad and his dad were guitarists, so we've always sort of just mucked around and played, and it was never something that we really committed to when we were young. It was just something we did. And then, you know, we met Mickey, our bass player, and then we started to write more songs, and so it's just kind of grown. It's just snowballed, and so it's been, you know, 10 years in the making. Yeah, so we're just keeping at it and enjoying it. So I guess that's the main thing, yeah.
Yeah, so the students are due to roll into the hall pretty soon. You guys are playing, what, I assume an hour or so on stage?
It's an hour concert, they call it. We'll probably play about 35-minute sets, so about 8 songs, and they've got, like, a dancing competition and we've got all sorts of giveaways. So, yeah, it should be fun.
Okay, so what would be your... What do you hope to get out of a day like this, Nick, where you come in to play to a whole bunch of kids and some of them might be into your music, some of them have probably never heard of it, but what do you hope to pass on to them?
Well, a lot of them haven't heard it, but, you know, I guess, number one, we want to give them a good time and make it something memorable and inspire them to go off and pick up a guitar or, you know, put some more time into rehearsals or something like that. And then for us, it's just fantastic exposure. We get to go to 32 schools and play to hundreds of kids every day, and so it's a win-win, you know. They win, we win. It's great.